Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 28th, 2011, episode 260, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
How did it get to be Friday? I really feel like it was just Monday. I don't know why.
I know.
It's one of those weeks.
I have another question. How did it get to be November almost?
Yeah, it is freezing here, Glenn. It is now officially freezing here in Phoenix, Arizona. It is currently 61 degrees. Oh,
uh-huh.
My God.
You know, everybody in the Northeast feels really bad for you.
What is it there?
Oh, it's right here today. When I went outside this morning, it was 32. So, but I know the Northeast, it's a bit chiller even. So winter is on its way. And winter for you, of course, is everybody else's heaven time.
I know, you know, but that's because I just suffered through the godforsaken summer in this evil, evil place. So my peace on earth time is coming. My lovely, happy part of the year is on its way, and it looks like it's finally here. But we have an awesome Friday show. Jennifer, why don't you tell everybody what exciting stuff we have coming up?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Edition, Andrew Chesser from the Jockey Club is here to enlighten us about a little project that they have going called Thoroughbred Connect. It's designed to allow folks who have racehorses who want to retire get together with folks who want a retired racehorse. It's pretty cool. And after a few epic equine anecdotes, Really Bad Ads returns with a vengeance. So stay tuned for the world's most entertaining interweb advertising analysis. Sorry, that was just too much fun.
Every day she comes up. I swear she has a damn thesaurus sitting there because she comes up with something new every day. All right, we got the right person in the producer role because Jamie and I, neither one of us are that sophisticated. That's for damn sure. My first Daily Winnie is on that weather vein, and it goes out to our friend, our adopted prospective honeymoon couple, Katie Murphy, posted on her Facebook page last night, tucked away working on a final paper. I was greeted by abundant snowflakes as I left the farm. My first words were not, "This is so pretty," but there were four words. And she lives in New Hampshire. So there you go, Jamie. It could be worse. It could be much, much worse. Hey, Katie, we have a suggestion for you that's called Florida or Arizona for the winter time. Either one would be good. All right, so my next Daily Winnie goes out to our good friend who we just went to on vacation with for a week, Melinda Hoover. It's her birthday, so happy birthday, Melinda. She's our favorite traveling partner along with her husband, Bob, and she's the one we had a good time with down there in Pigeon Forge. So happy birthday, Melinda. And
well, we posted this on our page, Facebook page, yesterday, and we talked about it in yesterday's show. And the eventer, Ralph Hill, sustained a fracture to his C1 and C2 vertebrae. And we know that he had been in a really bad accident in 2007-2008, where it was really, really, really bad. Well, this one, he's been riding again. He sustained a head injury then. He's been riding again, and now he finally told the story of how exactly he hurt himself. And it was a riding accident. Now, Glenn, how would you think a big-time eventer, advanced, you know, four-star rider, would hurt himself on the back of a horse?
Going over a ditch jump and a rotational fall.
You would think that that would be how he would hurt himself because he is Ralph Hill. However, he was in a hurry, and he decided he was going to ride his horse. He had to teach a clinic that weekend, so he's like, I'm not going to stress it. I'm just going to ride him on the flat. Well, there is a little white plank laying on the ground in between two standards. And he thought, I'll just trot over it. I'll just trot over it. He said the horse hit the brakes so hard when he went to trot over a white plank, the horse that jumps 3336 courses, hit the brakes so hard because of a white plank on the ground, he went flying off. Now, he didn't hurt
what
himself
he
then.
He didn't
hurt himself then. Now, he went flying off. So he said, I'm going to get back on. I'm just going to walk him up to it, let him sniff at it. Because the horse was snorting at it. He said, finally, the horse put his nose down, looked at it, and snorted. He said, usually I would have kept walking around doing that until he blew out his breath. But because I was ready to go pack for the clinic, I thought I'll just pick up a trot and let him trot over it. He said, I was keeping him at a straight trot. I was ready for him. And 6 feet in front of it, he put his head all the way down to the ground, hit the brakes, and started running backwards. That is when Ralph was catapulted off of him and landed. He said he had his helmet on, but he landed straight on his head.
Ooh.
So that is when he fractured his C1 and C2 vertebrae. He said he's already talked to Denny Emerson about his injuries because Denny's sitting there with the same injuries. And, you know, just these guys are just tough as nails. They just keep riding, just keep going. So that is what happened. He is going to be okay. I mean, he says that he plans, he's like, I don't care if I ever compete again. He says he just wants to go around and do clinics and help people with their horses. So my Daily Winnie goes to poor, poor Ralph Hill, and we wish you a very speedy recovery. Very speedy.
Well, this was if you remember, this was Denny Emerson's 50th year of riding in competitive events. I mean,
over 50 prelim.
Years.
That's crazy.
Hey, well, we wish him the best. So basically, he got dumped trying to go over a ground pole.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. And that's what's amazing about the whole story. So the article was on the Chronicle of the Horse, so I'm going to go ahead and post it on our Facebook page. And I believe we have one more Daily Winnie, an exciting one.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations to the 2011 Pan Am Games gold medal winning United States show jumping team. And all that talk yesterday that we did with Lisa from the Chronicle, they officially have qualified for the 2012 London Olympic Games as
Yay.
A team.
Good. Terrific. Yeah, there
Fantastic.
Was some doubt. There was some doubt, but they did it.
Apparently. So I find it just awesome. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to everybody. I just think it's great. I mean, didn't we win gold in show jumping, golden dressage, and I know he had some adventures that won individual. So Pan Am Games was a huge success.
Yeah, we won the gold. We won the gold in eventing too. The event.
Oh, the team
won gold
too.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So we won all three actually.
We just rocked. We just won everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now I think that'll be a little different when you throw the Germans and the Dutch into it, and we go to the Olympics next year.
Oh, you be quiet. Let me just enjoy this because it was silver. We won in endurance. That's right. So. Glenn?
Hold on. I lost my headphones.
Oh. I'm like.
I'm back.
Hello?
Say whatever you want. He's not here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear there, buddy. Loud and clear. Hey, I was going to tell you that, do you want to do the audio or do you want me to tell the story of my husband?
I want to, before you go yeah. on, I just wanted to add a story to the one about, you know, we're talking about accidents. There was kind of a miracle that happened here in Kentucky. If you remember right, a little while back, I talked about a girl by the name of Christina Tull who was injured on September the 4th at the Alexandria Fair. She was riding. Actually, I think at that point she was waiting to go into the ring, and her horse spooked and reared, and she ended up fracturing her skull and was in a medically induced coma. She was 17 years old in Children's Hospital with a swollen brain for days. Doctors weren't sure that what the recovery would be. They told her family to expect the worst, that with this type of brain injury she had, that she probably would not recover very well. Well, she walked out of the hospital yesterday walking and talking with almost all her memory back. They said the doctor said they've never seen anybody come around like her. It was a miracle. Apparently one day she was just totally out of it, and the next day she was up and around and talking. Her nurse came in to the room and said, "I thought it was a different girl. Yesterday she was just bedridden and almost comatose, and today she's up and talking like nothing ever happened." So apparently there was a little bit of a miracle for Christina Tull here in Kentucky. A good story for a Friday.
Oh my gosh, that's just absolutely amazing. I mean, that
it was apparently just one of those things that just happened. You know, the doctors are even saying it was a miracle. They just could not believe it. So, there you go.
You never hear doctors saying things are a miracle. Because
I know.
That totally sucks the, I am amazing. That's how this happened. I am awesome. But
I know.
I can't believe it. That this is a miracle. I had nothing to do with it. That never happened.
Hey, and how about the costume postings yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was showing Chad those on my iPhone last night. We were laughing so hard sitting there on the couch. I mean, he laughed out loud. And he doesn't think animal picture, you know, that doesn't do to him what it does to me. He laughed out loud, especially at the little mini in the jailbird suit, like looking like in the black and white stripes.
Right, yeah.
The face on that mini.
That was
cute. But yeah, everybody, please continue to do it. Post your best costume photos of your animals, horses, dogs, cats, guinea pigs. Like I said, you can do a ferret. I don't care. Post an animal picture by Halloween, and we're going to pick the best one, and you're going to get a Horse Radio Network hat. So there's some really fantastic photos. It's shocking. Which one was your favorite so far?
I think, you know, I thought that I realized that it was staged and everything, but I thought that the McDonald's car with the mini sitting in it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. And I also liked the, which one was it? I'm looking for it now. I liked that pirate girl that was sitting on her hat. She was kind of cute.
Yeah. These pictures are great. The McDonald's car is hysterical.
All right. Hold on. I just said the pirate girl that was sitting on her horse was kind of cute, and you went right by it.
Oh, my God, that's me, you jerk. I'm like, I don't remember a pirate, but oh, I need to look down. That's funny. Yeah, if you can't see, the left eye of the horse, thank you very much, is gone. So he wouldn't wear the patch. I had an eye patch for him, and it didn't last very long. So we would, and I had drawn, you know, like big cuts on him and scars, and his scarf, he was awesome. So that's my horse, Will, my 20,000-year-old, I think he's about 112 at this point. And that was us last year. Thank you very much.
Well, keep posting your pictures all the way through Monday, and we're going to pick a winner to win a Horse Radio Network hat. So keep posting those. Hey, I have something for you. You are so excited about next weekend. And what is next weekend? Next weekend
it's
is a very
Breeders' Cup.
That's right, a very special day in the racing world. And, of course, you know, if you remember correctly, we had just started the show for last year's Breeders' Cup. And, oh, by the way, on Monday is our one-year anniversary.
You're right.
So Tuesday, we started on the 1st, didn't we? First show
yes,
was on
we
the
did.
1st. Yep. So next Tuesday is 1 year since we started doing this together. And we said, let's try it for a little while and see if anybody listens. Well, there's a few people listening, so that's good. But I have something for you that is going to bring back memories, albeit they're not. This is not going to be your best memory, but boy, was it exciting at the time.
There's the roar from the Churchill Downs. Proud as the field is sent on the way, and Zenyatta is dead. Zenyatta was slow into stride. She's got to be 5-6 lengths left of Zenyatta. They come past the stand, first time round now, and First Dune is going on to lead Esquire City. Quality Road is right there on the inside, and Hainsfield a close-up fifth. On the outside of that comes Edge. Here's looking at Lucky Racing in the 6-7 off the leaders of pace, very solid early. Blame is taken back towards the rear. On the outside of that, we have Tears and Prince. In behind those two now, we drop back to Tadio Prado, who's down at the rail. In tight was Fly Down, Musket Man is there. And Zenyatta is dead last. Mike Smith's asking her to pick it up a little, actually. Mike Smith doesn't want to be too far back. He's asking Zenyatta to pick it up. At this stage, Zenyatta's got to be a good 18, 20 lengths off the leader. They go down the back stretch now in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And First Dude is the leader. Quality Road is ridden along at the rail. Hainsfield right there third. Esquire City is fourth, and those four fly. It's a big gap of 7 back to Edge. Looking at Lucky is 10 lengths off the leaders. Blaine down at the rail. In behind Blaine now we have Musket Man, who's still far back with Patio Prado. In behind that we have Fly Down, and Zenyatta is dead last. Zenyatta is last. Mike Smith trying to find somewhere to run. They're bunching up at the top of the lane now, though. Hainsfield, Esquire City's running a huge one as well. Looking at Lucky. Here comes Looking at Lucky. Esther's in there. Zenyatta now hooking to the grandstand side. And Zenyatta is now coming with a run. Looking at Lucky. Blame. Blame on the inside. Blame gets the lead. Zenyatta on the outside. Looking at Lucky. Blame. Zenyatta. Looking at Lucky finish fourth. Well, there we have it. Ahead will separate a historic race from Zenyatta. Tremendous run. Far, far back early. Had a winder way through. Blaine got the perfect trip, though. And Garrett Gomez scores ahead on Blaine. Zenyatta second.
Oh, my God. I have tears in my eyes. I have goosebumps. Oh, what a freaking day that was.
I can remember how far back she was. She was 20 lengths off for the 3/4 of the race.
I think, and I hate to say this in a public forum, but down in my heart, I think I'm going to be mad at Mike Smith for the rest of my life because of that race. And I'm sure that he probably feels the same way. But if he would have just asked a little bit earlier, you know, he let her lay back in the back. And she was way off the lead, and that's how Zenyatta runs. I mean, she likes to come from dead last. She was always last. I mean, almost, it's so much like Secretariat, it's not even funny. The way that they both like to stalk the end of the race, and then coming around that final turn, you would just see them explode. And Zenyatta was coming around that final turn, and – she's just so far back, you know, going into the the final turn, going into it from the backstretch. That's where she really started making her move in this race. But she didn't have to work that hard if she'd have been kind of kept up a little bit closer and if he'd have just asked a little bit earlier. Because, my God, the horse Blame won by, like, a nose. Oh, devastating.
It was a nose.
Of course, 19-0, so she finished 19-1. Although, you know, her people could have retired her so much earlier. And they didn't because they knew her fans wanted to watch her run.
Wow, what else, too? Think about it. Do any of us know where Blame is right now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you
do?
He's
retired. He's retired. He's standing stud. He's standing stud right now in Lexington. I think he's at, I'm going to Google it. I know it's one of the huge farms there, Claiborne Farms is where he's standing, which is, you know, former home of Secretariat. So Blame is standing there, and I remember Quality Road actually retired to the same farm that Zenyatta's at, which is Lane's End. And I don't know where Patty El Prado is, but all those horses were classic horses. I mean, like, the way we're looking at the Breeders' Cup this year, all of those names were who we would have been talking about last year had we actually done the show this time last year. We would have been leading up to those guys. And, you know, that just goes to show you, most of these horses retired directly after the Breeders' Cup Classic. Now, granted, Zenyatta was 6 years old. Most of these horses were a little bit older. Blame was only 3. So he could have had a much better career continuing to run. But once you beat Zenyatta, why keep going?
Yeah.
Hate that horse. Somebody was like, they should breed Blame to Zenyatta. I'm like, don't you dare let that horse anywhere near my girl. We'll be so mad.
So I'm looking at the first shows we did, and show number 5 was titled Zenyatta and the Breeders' Cup, and that was on November the 5th. So the Breeders' Cup was right after we started the show.
Yep, sure was. I remember we did a whole show on Zenyatta.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I swear when I come back to Kentucky, I'm going to stalk that farm. I'm going to get in. See that horse? That's my horse. That's the problem with this. With these guys is they made everybody think that this is their horse. You know, and not a problem. It's fantastic. But, my God, you look at that horse, and we were all running. Our hearts were running with her, without a doubt. I mean, and I remember we had a Breeders' Cup party at our house last year. We had a Zenyatta party, and we were all watching her. And I remember there was a guy, a Canadian. One of my friend's husband was on the other side of the room. And I'm on my couch, and I'm jumping on the couch, and I'm going, oh, girl, and there's like 30 people in the room. And he's going, she's too far back. She's too far back. She's never going to. I was like, shut up. How dare you come into my house and talk about my horse like that? Supposedly, you go. Seriously.
Yeah, you definitely had a personal connection there.
Oh, that's my girl. Knows you're talking about coming to here from Canada and start telling me how my horse is going to run and race.
Your husband only wishes that you defend him like that.
Oh, you know what? He's the only other person I will defend like that. I just haven't had to because he's perfect.
And he's a fighter pilot. Nobody wants to piss him off. He'll bomb
you. Say it. He doesn't need my help. He defends me because I'm the one who gets into trouble.
Hey, are you a Muppet fan?
A what?
You like the Muppet? Do you like the Muppet?
Oh God, who doesn't? I thought you said you like the Muffin Man, and I was like, the Muffin Man, the
no,
Drury Lane.
Are you a Muppet fan?
Yes, I love them.
Hey, it's Friday. I can do whatever I want. My ADD has free reign on Friday, and actually, I just saw an ad pup. It's Friday.
Here we are mired in Zenyatta running the Breeders' Cup. Hold on. Here we go.
You're getting too emotional. I had to get off the topic. So
do you know
it's Friday.
The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man who lives in Drury Lane? Yes. Oh, didn't you remember that from Shrek? Okay. Phew. Go ahead.
The Muffin. Anyway, yes. They have a new movie coming out, and I heard an interview with the guy who directed it yesterday. And I am so looking forward to this movie, and I'll tell you why. We love the Muppets. I remember sitting on the couch watching the Muppet Show with my dad, and it was one of the very few shows he ever watched with us. And I just remember sitting there watching and laughing so hard. He said, the director said, they're taking this movie back to the old Muppets, the beginning of the Muppets when they were snarkier and more for adults. And then they became sort of a kid's thing over time. But when the first shows came out and, like, The Muppets Take Manhattan, that was really an adult movie. They had kind of adult themes to it. And it
was
snarky and sort of self-defacing. Well, that's what they're taking this movie back to. They're bringing it back to the original Muppet. So I can't wait to see it. It comes out at Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Okay, so it doesn't come
Muppet
out this weekend.
Muppet Domination.
Like, oh.
And guess what we saw last night? Go ahead and do the whip again. It's sort of on movies, though. So I think we're okay. We saw an ad last night for that crappy movie that you want us to go see that's sort of the spoof of the jockey thing.
I did not say it was crappy. I'm excited about that movie.
No,
we're
saying we saw the TV commercial for it last night here locally. It looks awful. You know how sometimes in the trailers you see the best of the movie? If that's the best of the movie, this is going to be one of the cheesiest, most low-budget movies ever made. It looked awful. There wasn't anything funny in it, in the trailer. It was awful. We watched it twice.
Are you serious?
We watched it twice. Jennifer, back me up on this. We watched it twice because we were like, it can't really be that awful. Back me up on that, Jennifer. You said, no way in hell I'm going to see that movie. Did you say that?
It is. Yeah, I'm real concerned that their heart was in the right place. But it really does take a very special writer and a very special acting person on the screen to pull off that kind of a film, and I don't think they're going to do it.
What? First of all, we got to remember, what's the name of this movie? I forgot.
I'm trying to remember. Which day did we talk about it? Was it yesterday? I don't remember.
No. I think Monday we talked about it. It's a brand new movie. It's just about to come out.
What's the genre you called it? What do they call it? It's not a documentary. It's a mockumentary.
Mockumentary.
Oh, here it is. It's called And They're Off.
Yeah.
And They're Off. And They're Off, and it's opening in New York, L.A., and Lexington.
And it was, oh, God, it was sad. I'm telling you, Jamie, it was one of those trailers you went, if that's the best they have to put in the trailer, this movie is going to suck.
Okay, I'm going to read to all of our listeners who may not have heard us talking about it. It is a mockumentary on horse racing starring Sean Astin, Bob Baffert. Who else is in it? Let's see. Kevin Nealon is in it as well. Directed by Rob Schiller, who's a racehorse guy. Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live is in it. How can this be bad? It's a mockumentary on horse racing. Oh, it's going to be terrible, isn't it?
It's bad. It is showing. I'm looking at the schedule. It's showing here in Lexington right now. You can go see. Oh, here we go. Let me see what the first review came in. Let me see what it is. Here they gave it one star out of five, this first review.
Oh, God. That's not good. That's definitely not good.
It's running in the claimers already.
That's right. He's in the $2,000 claimer.
He's no longer in Stakes Company.
This sucker is with Thoroughbred Connect at this point. They've already offloaded it to the Jockey Club. Because that's our next guest.
Sorry.
It's going to end up being a trail horse in Minnesota someplace.
Bless its heart. That's when you have to say bless their heart. You have to say, oh, bless her heart. So it says that And They're Off is a comedy centered on a failed horse trainer who desperately wants to be back in the winner's circle. Did you see any of, now, of course, if you know the name Bob Baffert, if it sounds familiar to you, that is the silver-haired gentleman that is always in the Derby, and he always has horses. He's a trainer. Did you see Bob Baffert's acting ability in
no. The- I think he probably has a very short cameo role, but I'm trying to get it set up right now to play you the trailer, the sound from the trailer.
Oh, my God, please do. Keep working
on
it.
I think you'll get an idea of how bad this is if I can get this set up quick and you can hear it. Just by the sound.
In the world of thoroughbred racing, there are countless stories of greatness. This is not one of those stories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dusty Sanders Racing. Just be yourself.
I'm just coming into the racetrack, and, you know, you look around and you see what...
I thought you broke up with me.
I did.
Just leave, Dusty, okay? Come back here so you can leave.
The door opens and you can't put
it in. Put it in your hand. I'm taking your car.
I'll tell you what.
Do you think he's still into me?
Setbacks you've been having. I've been a complete mess for 2 weeks now.
I'm all right. Yeah, but what about me?
Molly and I are in the pet mortuary business.
Yeah, cremation as well as taxidermy.
Are you thinking of this as a career for me?
No.
Dad, I'm a horse trainer.
I love his passion for animals. I just thought he might do better with dead ones.
What are you doing there? The Bunsen swap to 65,000.
It's just when you see, when you actually see the video, it's just kind of cheesy. I don't know. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll like
it. I think I laughed out loud twice. I laughed out loud twice at that, and I'm only listening to it. So I think you might be a little judgmental. I think that, you know, but what they said was, I don't know if you guys, do you watch Modern Family?
No.
Okay. But you got to start watching
just
that
show. That it just could be that we don't like that kind of mockumentary either. We'll find out.
Do you watch The Office?
Nope.
Oh, you guys don't watch any of the good shows. So what they do is they it's kind of like they pretend in The Office that there's a show being filmed. And so there's always camera crews around, and they will talk to the cameras. And just like that on Modern Family, where they will just turn around and kind of like be interviewed and talk to the camera and give their real opinion of what they were actually thinking. So that to me sounds like what's going on here. And I think I'm going to like it. I think it's not going to be offloaded to the Jockey Club Thoroughbred Connect program immediately. I think it's going to be good.
All right, we'll see. You know, one thing that horse people look for in a supplement is a safe, reliable product that will address the challenges facing their horse. The employees at Kentucky Performance Products couldn't agree more. In fact, they feed KPP supplements to their own horses. Joint and Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts up to 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint pain. Learn more about Joint Armor from KPP at their website at kppusa.com, or you can find out all about their other terrific products, and please do follow them on Facebook. They have some great health information up there that comes out almost every day. Karen and the gang over there do a good job at Kentucky Performance Products. kppusa.com.
Well, we've got our next guest on the line, and again, when you hear what this program is, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, finally. Such a fantastic idea. And we've got Andrew Chesser on the phone, and he's from the Jockey Club Register's Customer Service Coordinator, if I got that right. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about Thoroughbred Connect and the Thoroughbred Incentive Program, which, you know, as a rider of an X-race horse, as an, we call them OTTBs, off-track thoroughbreds, you know, this is such a fantastic idea. And as a fan of racing, going to the racetrack, when you see, oh, my God, I totally love number four. He would make, like, the best event horse ever. And then you see him, you can just go over to the jockey club and kind of register with that horse. Is that correct, Andrew?
Yes, hi. No, and again, thanks for having me today.
Good morning.
You've got it there correct. Thoroughbred Connect is a kind of a really program we're excited about. Something that, you know, the thought process that you had in your head, you know, many people have had, you know, as long as they've been around racehorses, that, you know, gosh, after their racing career, after their breeding career, I'd love to do something else with them. And starting in May of this year, we launched Thoroughbred Connect, giving all Thoroughbred enthusiasts the opportunity to go to our website, go to thoroughbredconnect.com, and basically attach their name to a Thoroughbred, and, you know, hopefully down the road, if that horse was to ever, you know, necessitate aftercare assistance or just a new career, the person who is in possession or supervision of that horse would have a means to contact the person who tied their name to that horse in the past. How it works, you know, just kind of technically, is you sign up at thoroughbredconnect.com, you know, provide your contact information, tie it back to that horse, and then the thought process is that, you know, down the road, you know, someone, you know, who's got a horse, you know, and may be looking to adopt it out, to sell it or do something else, would check thoroughbredconnect.com, you know, just to see, and then your contact information would be forwarded by email to that person who's got the horse.
It's such a fantastic idea. Now, I've got to ask, because this is a relatively new thing, and it's just starting to catch on, and just starting to, people are just starting to hear about it. Have we had any success stories yet?
Well, we have had a number of what we'll call connections, meaning the contact information of the person who'd tied their name to the horse has been forwarded to the party that said that they have that horse in their possession. And a lot of those connections have happened recently with our enhancement that we did about 4 weeks ago, which basically put the list of horses that were necessitating aftercare assistance in the public sphere of thoroughbredconnect.com. Previously, it had all been, you know, behind the scenes, so someone would have had to been looking for a specific horse for connection to be made. We've reached out to some folks right now, and as anybody knows, the process of adopting out a horse or selling it, that's typically not a quick thing. But there has been, you know, communication made, and we hope that down the road we'll be able to tell you stories of many horses, you know, finding new homes and new careers. But a lot of those connections are very new, like I say, within the last 3 weeks or so. So it's kind of fresh, and we'll keep everybody abreast once we hear those success stories.
Oh, I think you're going to have a flood of them, hopefully. We just have to get the guys, you know. I think as an emotional girl who loves the horse and wants to come and take care of it after it's done, I think I would be very quick to go to this. Now, we just have to get these some of these hard-nosed trainers and these owners to get out there and get on this website and really, you know, do the searches and try to find a place for them and try to see if anybody wants them.
Absolutely. And like any new initiative, you know, it's getting the word out. Many folks have relied on traditional ways, to adopt or sell a horse after its racing career. And a lot of trainers and owners may not know of Thoroughbred Connect. We're trying to promote it in a couple of natural ways, through electronic communications. You know, folks who use our interactive registration or visit other jockey club websites, are going to see advertising. We've actually started to print directly on the back of the certificate of full registration that we issue for all Thoroughbreds a logo that, tells people that to check out thoroughbredconnect.com, just to get people to think in the mindset, have that idea in their head that, hey, this horse, his racing career, maybe he's not suited for the racetrack anymore. I get the papers in my hand and I think thoroughbredconnect.com, but we've had over 2,000 horses since May been placed in the program. which is you know, tremendous. And the vast majority of those are, you know, folks like yourself who've attached their name to a horse, you know, for down the road, you know. So, you know, in theory, a lot of those horses, you know, are still racing. You know, they still have an active career, and it may be a couple of years from now, you know, until somebody, you know, decides that, hey, you know, I should check here to see if someone has attached their name to the horse.
Now, I've got to ask, has anybody attached, because I would like to go ahead and sign up for this, has anybody attached their name to a horse named Zenyatta?
I think there has been, you know, a number of famous horses people have attached their name to, Zenyatta being one. I think Animal Kingdom might be another. And you're welcome to attach your name to any thoroughbred. You know, that again, it doesn't necessarily mean that horse is ever going to need aftercare. I think those two are probably well taken care of through their career. And even with Thoroughbred Connect, I just kind of want to make it, you know, kind of clear. There's no obligation for any, you know, transaction to take place. It's just getting communication started, you know, between someone who may want the horse and someone who has that horse in their possession. You know, so, you know, the Jockey Club is strictly just being the, you know, the conduit in between, you know, and whatever happens between, you know, two parties is kind of between them. But we just want to facilitate, you know, two folks talking.
You're like a dating service.
That's right.
You're matchmaking. I love it.
That would be one way to describe it. Maybe we got to think about you know, some kind of marketing with that behind it. If I can ask to steal that idea, that sounds great.
Oh, you are
matchtv.com.
Yeah, you're a dating service, but it's like if I were to be surfing online at a dating website and my husband walked in, he'd be really mad. However, this is the kind of dating service that I'm allowed to surf.
Exactly. And what sort some of. Folks who we what some folks have told us is that they've talked to somebody who may want to take care of a horse, but, you know, just strictly from limitations, it wasn't going to happen. But we basically put in contact two people who have a love of thoroughbreds, and maybe something down the road happens. So,
yeah.
Heck, the more people that network out and have enthusiasm for thoroughbreds, and, you know, pre and post racing, that's all the better.
Well, you know, and it's true. The when you think about it, we grew up in Pennsylvania, and the track we had nearby was Penn National, which I'm going to bust on Penn National here a little bit. It's kind of a lower level track in the racing world, and, you know, the claimers were $2,000, whereas today we're heading over to Keeneland where the claimers are $40,000. So there's lots of those trainers over there that are always looking at the horses just that aren't doing very well to find homes for them, and those trainers tend to be the ones that want to do it as easy and as quickly as possible. So if this allows them an outlet to do that, it's terrific.
No, absolutely. We definitely plan in 2012 to, you know, possibly to further enhance the program. We've gotten suggestions from a lot of early adopters and current users of the program and things they'd like to see, and that's actually what we did in September when we put out a public listing and actually had some equine line and equibase products available for free tied to horses in that public listing that need aftercare. So we anticipate having a you know, open means of communications with folks who use Thoroughbred Connect to, you know, enhance it as best we can, and also further get the message out to those, you know, trainers and owners and breeders at the Penn Nationals, even the Keenelands of the world, where, you know, wherever somebody has a thoroughbred that needs a home.
Now, tell us about the – oh, go ahead, Jamie. You have another?
No, you go.
I was just going to say, tell us about the Thoroughbred Incentive Program, TIP.
Oh, absolutely. The Thoroughbred Incentive Program actually was just launched just about – actually 2 weeks ago today. And that's initiative through the Jockey Club, which we're looking to recognize the and reward the versatility of thoroughbreds through the sponsorship of classes and High Point Awards at a local, national, and international horse shows. We've committed $100,000 to this, to TIP, for a pilot program in 2012. It's really a natural extension of our ongoing efforts with thoroughbred aftercare. You know, as many folks know, you know, as we've been talking about, thoroughbreds, you know, can be maybe not very quick on the racetrack, but be highly successful in eventing, in dressage, in many other disciplines. So what we've done is we've created a website, which I want to kind of plug out there, tjctip.com. And we are encouraging horse show organizers that would like to offer a tip thoroughbred class or a high point award at their show in 2012 to get that application and complete it at that website. And its sponsorships are available in a variety of disciplines: eventing, dressage, hunting, jumping, Western, English, and we'll provide for ribbons, prizes, in some cases purse money. But the deadline for that application is November 30th, so everyone's got kind of a month to go to the site and complete that application.
Well,
that's,
you know,
it sounds like, I could see where this, for Jamie, look, I can see where this kind of program would, it just helps. You know, thoroughbreds are making a comeback right now in like the eventing world for sure, and this kind of program is just going to help enhance that even further.
Yep, and also I'd like to make mention that we are going to offer two annual awards starting in 2012, and one of them is the TIP Thoroughbred of the Year Award, which will recognize a thoroughbred that's excelled in a non-competitive career. So, for example, equine-assisted therapy or police work or something like that. So that'll be including a $5,000 grant to the nonprofit association, associated with that horse. If not associated with, or a horse-related charity or something like that. And also we'll be offering the TIP Young Rider of the Year Award, which will recognize, a young rider, 18 or under, who owns or leases a thoroughbred and uses it in 4-H, pony club, or similar activities. And the winner will be determined through an essay contest with a total of $5,000 annually that will be applied towards the college of their choice, participation in an event with horses, and again, an application for those two awards will be available in 2012. So you want to kind of stay posted.
And what is the website for that again?
It's tjctip.com. TJC Tip, and actually they've got a Facebook page as well. So if you start to type in the Jockey Club Thoroughbred Incentive, you should find it as a group on Facebook to like and keep up to date on information.
Absolutely, and I think that's such a great opportunity for people. And I think, hopefully this is going to be something that's going to be so common that it's going to encourage so many other people. And, I think one of the frustrating parts of getting a horse off the racetrack is the retraining process. It's not just for everybody, and it can be a little bit challenging, although I don't think there's anybody that will work harder for you than a thoroughbred off the track. I would just like to see maybe a little section in there of people that the Jockey Club would recommend to help them train. Once the dating service has been provided, then you go into the training services to where somebody in each state, can help you with your thoroughbred. Just an idea. I'm just throwing stuff out. I'm excited about this.
Oh, absolutely. No, we'll take as many good ideas as possible. There's only so much, we can do here, internally as far as, gathering ideas and things like that. We're absolutely looking for as much feedback as we can from anybody who's uses either of these two programs or, just has, enthusiasm for the racehorse and thoroughbreds.
Well, I just absolutely love this idea. I love Thoroughbred Connect. I've liked both of them on Facebook, and we encourage everybody to go do that. Andrew, it's been just great talking to you and hearing you can tell in your voice that you're excited about these new programs and excited about the potential of putting these horses together. And I would like to say that I am going to submit for Uncle Mo and for Zenyatta. So we will be... I'll be signing up for my Connect right now. If they call, I'll let you know.
Okay, that sounds good. That would be an unusual Connect, but hey, you never know.
You never know. It just might happen. I mean, clearly I'm Facebook friends with both of them, so it's like they know me.
Exactly.
Andrew, it's great. Everybody, please, thoroughbredconnect.com and then tjctip.com. We're going to link to both of those. And Andrew, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for continuing to, keep up with this and making it May kind of making a dream into a reality for a lot of us. So you now, girls, you can go to the racetrack, and you can, Jen, you can do this because I know you're going to Keeneland today. You go and you fall in love with that four horse, and you're like, I could bet on him, or I could take him afterwards because I know he's not going to win because he looks like a dressage horse.
I will definitely bet on him. I'll put $10 to win because every horse I bet in comes in dead last. And the more that horse comes in last, the more likely I am to get him.
God, you're brilliant. Brilliant.
Genius.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's
I'm going to plan on losing a lot of money today.
You better hit the ATM, my friend. That's the only way you're going to win. The only machine money comes out of around there.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hey, thank you again for having me today. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak about these two programs. And if anybody has any questions, they can go to those two sites or try to call us at the Jockey Club at our 800 number.
Well, that's terrific. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Go ahead and give it out.
800-444-8521, and just ask about the two programs. They'll direct you.
Andrew, just before I hang up on you there, I got to let you know that this is so much easier. I used to gallop horses at Keeneland, and I fell in love with a little horse named Lysander, and I ended up 10 years later having to contact the Jockey Club to find out the last known trainer. I had to call that trainer, jump through a million hoops, and find out where that horse was. This is going to, and I did find him, and he was doing great, but this is going to revolutionize that and make it easy for everybody. Thank you very much, everybody. ThoroughbredConnect.com. Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys, too. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Now, I could tell you, Jennifer's going to be writing down. She's going to have a little notes on the back of her hand. She's going to be writing there, and she's going to be putting names, and she's going to be coming home, and she's going to be signing up. I can tell that's going to happen already. And we will.
If only the horses that I was excited about did not include the names Shackleford, Uncle Mo,
yeah.
Zenyatta.
You know what? You have 10, 12 million. You could probably adopt one of them.
Yeah, great.
hey, we're going to be back with really bad ads here in just a minute. We have our song coming up, and today's song is dedicated to am I back again?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you today?
I kept hitting the button. That's what's wrong. I keep hitting the wrong button. So, anyway, let me double-check something, make sure I'm really back. Yes, I am. Okay, good. So, today's song is dedicated. I'm going to keep my feet off that button. Today's song is dedicated to a friend of ours that died last week, actually. She was her name is Lorraine Sulu, and she was the one that was the costumer in the early years of the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair when Jennifer and I worked there. And she actually made our costumes for the first year, every year we worked there. And she has worked at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair for 25 years. She also performed there every weekend. She's the only performer that has performed every weekend of the Renaissance Fair since it started 25 years ago. Well-loved, well-liked, and she just died in her sleep last Saturday night. She was at the fair all day, and the next day it was announced that her husband had called and had died in her. She had died in her sleep. So this song, she loved Renaissance music and Celtic music. She was a lovely lady. She will be missed by a lot of people. Her name is Lorraine Sulu, and I have a Rigel fan song with our friend Shay called All Hands on Deck, and I know that she loved this kind of music. So this is for Lorraine, and may you rest in peace. Thank you. Well, that was the Rigel Band. You can find them at rigelband.com. Our dedicated listener, Shay, on the fiddle there. This is Glenn the Geek. You are listening to Horses in the Morning by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their great products at kppusa.com. I am here with my friend Jamie Jennings and my wife Jennifer H. over there producing today. And today's show highlight from the Horse Radio Network is the Stable Scoop Radio Show, this week co-hosted by Coach Jen and Helena B. And they had a great discussion about clipping and clippers. So if it's getting to that time of year when winter's rolling in, a lot of people think about clipping their horses. And, boy, you have questions about the blade sizes. And they just seem to make clipping and the whole clipper process as confusing as possible. Well, they cleared some of that up on the Stable Scoop Show this week. Plus, you get to listen to Jennifer give a training tip. And this week she thought it was appropriate to do the training tip on practicing without your stirrups. After seeing that video, we didn't talk about it on the show, but you saw that video, didn't you, Jamie, of that girl that was going around Facebook that had to ride that huge show jumper course without her stirrups after she almost fell off?
Dude, it was amazing. It was amazing. She comes into this combination, loses, like, almost gets jumped off on the second one, lands, no stirrups, finishes out that's got to be a 4-6 jump course. Finishes out with no stirrups.
Awesome. I know, and she's just like an older teenager maybe, but Jennifer talked about the importance of actually training without your stirrups and how to do that properly. So that's all over on the Stable Scoop Radio Show, episode number 167, called Clippin' in the Rain. And that's it. It's time for everybody's favorite part of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, today's Really Bad Ads are brought to you by Pocket Stable. You can find Pocket Stable on your iPhone. You just go to the App Store and look for Pocket Stable. This is a little $3.99 app that you're going to want to download, and you're going to want to do it today because it'll keep track of all your vaccines and your farrier visits and your wormings and your dentist visits. So when you have to place that really bad ad to sell your horse for whatever reason, you're going to be able to just whip out your iPhone and your Pocket Stable, and you're going to be able to show the new owners exactly when everything has happened and what they're going to have to do next and when. And that's one of the uses for Pocket Stable. Just go to pocketstable.com or in the App Store on your iPhone. Well, Jamie, today we are giving away a coveted Horse Radio Network hat with our little logo with Newman on there. Everybody's favorite. People love these hats. So we're going to be giving one away to the winner today. And we had some new people submitting ads this week, didn't we?
We sure did. I love it. I love it. But I think you have the first one. So let's crank this puppy out.
And let me just give this mandatory weekly disclaimer that the people's names we are reading here are the people that submitted the ads to us, not the people who wrote the ads, just to clarify. And the first ad we got from Brenda, who sent us this, which I think was just funny, she says the title is Horseshoeing Jesus, $100, Southern California. Where's the man they called Horseshoeing Jesus? What is his name? Dashing young fellow, to say the least. Any help would be appreciated. So I'm kind of wondering, this ad kind of brings up a couple things. First of all, she put $100. So I guess she's willing to pay $100 for the Horseshoeing Jesus. But the second thing it brings up is the way this ad reads is you kind of wonder if she really wants him for horseshoeing or for something else. I'm not sure.
Dude, but have you ever read the Missed Connections section in Craigslist? Okay. That is what this woman wants. She wants the dashing young fella to swoop in, and she missed the connection, and she's looking for him. So I'm sure that's where it came from.
And by the way, if we can find a guy called the Horseshoeing Jesus, we need to have him on this show. So Jennifer, if you ever come if you ever come across the horseshoeing Jesus, he needs to be on this show. Just saying.
Yeah, I agree. The next one comes from Erica Winstorfer, and Erica says some people just take Keep Portland Weird too much to heart, because apparently Keep Portland Weird is it's where this comes from. just a quick little story about a chicken. Special needs chicken needs home. Do you have the right coop for Nando? For Nando. I have spent all spring and summer nursing this little guy along. He has a special place in our hearts, and we want to find him a great home. His name is Nando. He is a red-blue-laced Wyandotte cockerel. He is rather famous on Backyard Chicken. BackyardChicken.com, people, with his thread receiving over 18,000 hits. His story is long, and you can enjoy his journey by going to BYC and typing Nando in the search. BYC is BackyardChickens.com for those people with backyard chickens. From there, you can go watch his progression from microchick to gorgeous rooster. His fans will probably want occasional updates on his happenings. This chicken has fans. Nando is not without issues. However, he seems healthy in all ways now, but he does have deformed toes, which keeps him from flying and jumping up onto roosts. He will need a ladder to do steps to get up to a roost. His spine is also deformed, but it doesn't slow him down. The website has many videos of him walking and crowing, something he really likes to do.
Hold on. I didn't know chickens had spines.
Of course they have spines. They're not amoebas. However, I would love to see a deformed spine on a chicken. That'd be interesting. He does have a fairly quiet crow compared to others I've heard. Alas, also no spurs. He is a cascade of colors, and he dropped his whole tail to make way for new and improved one. It is about halfway in these following pictures. We're not giving him away as freezer fodder. We want to take him to him to go to a nice hobby farm or someone with a really big heart for this big guy. I'd like to see him in a coop or barn at night, though he would be fine free-ranging by day. Do you have a spot for Nando? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If we could keep him, we would keep him if we could, but our urban location is just not a good fit for a rooster. Thank you for considering him. Have you...
I'm on
BackyardChickens.com.
Did you know about this site before?
Glenn, I have backyard chickens. So anytime I have gone to Google, because I'm not going to own an animal I know nothing about, I started doing some research on the chickens that I had and, you know, like what temperature they're comfortable at and what they really need to eat and what they can and can't eat. And every search you do on chickens will take you to BackyardChickens.com. It's bizarre.
Some of these chicken coops on here, they have pictures of people's chicken coops. Does your chicken coop look like a beautiful red barn, or does it look like a beach house? Is that what yours looks like?
Are you serious? Mine is that is enclosed with chicken wire.
I love this one. This one that looks like a little barn, and it's on wheels. It rolls around the yard. And there are some that look like houses. They are some of the fanciest chicken coops I've ever seen on here.
These people have
way too much time. There's a recipe section. Does it include chickens? Let me look. Main dishes. Yep, the recipe section includes chickens. Baked chicken and sour cream.
Recipes contain chicken or eggs. They're not a requirement. Aha. How do you have the main dish with chicken without chicken?
That's funny. This is funny. This website is funny. These are people. The forum. I just looked at the forum. Oh, my God. I found his forum page. There's a picture of him when he was little.
In the forums?
In the forums. There's a whole section on Nando, the chicken. Apparently, he's pretty popular here. There are posts. Some of these topics have 50,000 posts, 100,000, 500,000 posts. Oh, my God. These people are addicted to their chickens.
I can't believe Nando has, 18,000 posts, and they're just giving them away. Nando's famous. Maybe there should be, a Chicken Connect. The chickens that you fall in love with, you go on here, and you look for Nando, and then turns out Nando needs to come home.
you're driving down the road and you see some chickens in the yard, and one really strikes your fancy. You just trot down the address and you go on there and you look it up and you say, I want the black and white one that was in your front yard on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock.
That's like misconnections. You're getting confused again.
All right, the next one was from... Did you ever get your chickens, by the way? You were trying to get chickens.
Yeah, I increased my herd, my brood, by two yesterday. These poor little things. Holy cow, I would like to read on Backyard Chickens what this... So, shocker, okay? The shocker of this is I go looking for chickens, and I want this very particular breed. So I, of course, start looking on none other than Craigslist. I find the chicken. There's, like, somebody selling the breed that I wanted, which is a Barred Rock, and Plymouth Barred Rock, if you will. So I go, and I see the breed, and I want it. So I call the guy, and he's like, well, we have 50. I said, you have 50? Because I was like, do you have any left? 50 chickens. Okay, so I drive out there, and on my way, he calls me back, and he goes, hey, this is Andy. You looking for a rooster, or are you looking for a hen? And I was like, uh-oh, I have to have hens, no roosters. He's like, okay, I think we have a couple. I get there.
What, they have 50 roosters?
47 roosters.
Oh.
And three hens. All
God,
in the
what
same
are his
room.
Don't tell me he has neighbors right next door.
Oh, honey, this is like, we were in, if there is the country in Phoenix, this is more country than where I live, okay? It was bad, like tractors broken in the yard, broken cars, like the whole thing. And it was this guy that was, his dad was like 80 and just collected all this crap, and then all these chickens bred, and then they kept breeding, and then he kept breeding, and they're all in one room. So he was like trying to help his dad like get rid of a bunch of junk and the chickens. So we are in there. I'm in a pen. Talk about nightmares. I am in a room with 48 roosters. I took the only two females that there were. Now, I'm going to tell you something sad.
Did you get attacked? Those roosters were pissed. You took their girls away.
It wasn't fun, Glenn. I'm going to have nightmares about that. Being in a room with 48 roosters and taking the only two girls out of that room. Oh, they're going to haunt me in my dreams. Okay, these things were pissed. So we're in there, 48 roosters, two hens. Try to catch that. Try to catch two hens in a room with 48 roosters. So like I said, I'm going to have nightmares about it. We did get them. Now, I would like to point out that with 48 roosters and two hens, these poor girls... I think you wouldn't have thought it should be hard to catch them. You would have thought they would have jumped in the creek, because these poor things have no tails. They have no feathers on the back of their neck. I sent Jennifer a picture, and it's a headshot of the one with actual feathers on its head, and it's in the crate in the back of the truck. Oh, my God, these poor little girls have been mauled to pieces from all these really rotten roosters. I mean, horrible, poor little things. So they are relaxing and recuperating in my chicken coop with, now I have four girls.
So you have four chickens, four little hens in the chicken coop, and one rat. Is the rat still living in the chicken coop?
He's not a rat. He is a guinea pig, and I think that it's too cold for him outside at night, so now he comes inside at night, and then he goes...
Boy, that should take long. Jennifer, that only took 4 days.
But my guinea pig was getting cold, and so Guinness had to come inside. And so Guinness lives on the he lives on a shelf in his big cage, and he runs around and he sprays little stuff everywhere. And Chad gets mad, and then I clean it up. So he lives in there, and he's going to come and live in the office, I think, in here. So you'll hear him squeaking during the show. But no, it was too cold for him out there, Glenn. It wasn't fair. Okay. But I do have the only guinea pig that gets turned out every afternoon, because I do take him out and turn him out in his pasture. I call it the guinea pig pasture.
You have a little fence. You have a little three-board fence around it so he can't get out.
Yeah, actually we do. They're 2x4s that are stacked up and then covered in chicken wire. So he's got his own little guinea pig pasture.
Well, the coyote will love that. All right.
Watch your
Here we are with the next ad from Aubrey Miller. Horses and saddles, $700. I have a 3-year-old mare and a 2-year-old stud for sale. Mare is brown and white. Stud is black and white. Very friendly. They just need work. Have saddled them a time or two and sat on them, neither bucked. They don't know. They just don't know anything. The saddles are a raping saddle / trophy saddle in great shape. Let me reread that sentence. The saddles are a raping saddle and a trophy saddle in great shape.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I don't know either, but I read it this morning and I cracked up.
I love that when Aubrey sent this in, she wrote, "What kind of saddle? Yikes."
Well,
and then
they
didn't buck.
Okay, so I'm kind of wondering, because she's got a raping saddle and then a trophy saddle. And then it goes on to say, an older riding saddle needs TLC, and the older black saddle's in good shape. So I'm assuming that the raping saddle needs TLC, and the older black saddle. Aubrey, you're not the winner today, but if you don't have one of our hats, which I kind of think you do, but if you don't have one of our hats, I'm going to give you one of our hats just for this. So just let us know if you don't have one, we'll get you one.
Oh, my God. That just goes to show you how much one letter in the English language changes everything. One letter from an O to an A, a raping saddle. It's
a
really very fancy saddle. Yes, ma'am. It's a 16.5-inch raping saddle. Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay. This is one in Gilbert, Arizona. Really proud that this is my city. Is anyone willing to trade a safe bumper pull trailer for a few breedings to my stallion? I'll take any size trailer just as long as it's safe for the horses. Please get back to me. Registration is available for the foals, and they will be show quality.
When I read that, I read it this way, because you added a word. Now, let's read it exactly like it's written. Is anyone willing to trade a safe bumper pull trailer for a few breedings to my stallion Al, available as well, any size, just as long as it's safe for horses? So when I read that, I went, wow, is the stallion safe for horses? You know, we need horses that are safe for my stallion, is the way I read that. But, okay.
Oh.
Melanie submitted this.
I don't think it's Al. I think it meant AI, like artificial insemination.
Oh, see, I read that as Al.
My stallion Al. You want to breed to my stallion Al?
Al.
Why not?
He's available and he's safe for horses.
He's any size. That's disturbing. I obviously you read it even funnier than I did, because I thought, why the hell would you tell me you can I'll trade you a trailer for breeding for my stallion, which you don't even tell us what you own, much less tell us anything about the stallion, and you know for sure that it's going to be show quality. What if you
That's
have
right.
an Arabian and I have a Percheron? How is that show quality?
Well, that'd be cute. Melanie sent this one, registered quarter horse, $1,200. Registered quarter horse mare, 15.1 hands, plump, gentle, great rope, horse trail rides, barrel race, and cattle work, sound, needs shoes. If you need more, please info call, and I will send you pics if you need to thank you by $1,200.
Well, first of all, this horse is plumb gentle, and I don't know how to use a period.
Plum gentle, great rope horse, named barrel race. He's done everything too. He's a rope horse. He barrel races, cattle work. This one does it all. But he needs shoes. I think you should take off $200 for the shoes.
Yeah, I think so too. Jessica sent in the next one. This is, oh God, I don't know how I'm going to be able to read this one. There's so many misspellings. 6-year-old sorrel paint rope horse. I have a beautiful Sorrel paint gelding for sale. He is a great horse all around. He is a great horse all around trail arena and rope horse. He is sound and has awesome feet. He's a big boy. He's got a big chest, big butt, is the perfect size for rope, and he's 1,300 pounds, 15.5 hams, no buck. He's a good horse for any level above first starting out riders. God, that was all one sentence. Holy cow. Okay. Reason for sale is I'm simply getting out of horses. I run two busy Nisises, and my time is locked up with that. I hope you don't have a tutoring company.
He runs a school.
I run a school. I'm educating, edumacating them chillins. I still work him and ride once a week, but he deserves a job and more attention. His last owner used him for roping. He was used for both head and heel. And I also have his tack for sale, not in Cluey. And Kate Crate's 15-inch rope saddle, his bridle headset and blanket and whatever else I have for him. Everything you see in the pics that is on him is for sale. I'm not listing my number because I get networkers calling and people to make appointments that never show up. So if you're really interested, please email me. It goes straight, George Strait, to my phone and I can respond quietly. Sorry. I will trade for a quad dirt bike trailer of any kind. Surprise me, but it must be worth my asking price. No junker fixer-uppers. And no, I will not include tack for price of horse. I will, however, bundle horse and tack for right trade offer. Thank you for looking. If you bring me junk, I ain't trading you the tack. But if you bring me something nice, I'll give you the tack. Yeah.
Well, the next one's from Dawn Bailey, and it's Tinny Kitten. I have two baby kittens, betting 3 and 4 weeks old, one all black, one black and white, very cute and stocky, and a mask and a rehoming fee of $30. They still need milk, so if you want a baby, here are my neighbor's numbers.
Neighbor.
No, wait a minute. I read that wrong. They are my neighbors. She's selling her frickin' neighbor's kitten. I wonder if the neighbor knows. And she's charging $30. Okay, so when did the rehoming fee start? That's a new thing that's come in the last couple of months in our Craigslist ads, is rehoming fees. It makes it sound like you're not even paying for the sucker.
Why the heck would you have to rehoming fee? What, somebody comes to your house and picks them up, and that's going to cost you an arm and a leg, so you have to charge them? What the heck? It's just stupid.
I know, rehoming fee is a new term now that makes it sound like it makes you feel good about paying $30 for some kittens that aren't even 6 weeks old yet and still need to have milk.
If you give me 5 minutes, I will find you 25 free kittens.
I know. I know. And then she's, I think it's, wow, she's selling her neighbor's cat. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. This comes from Dawn Bailey. Also, she had the tinny kittens. But this one is, says, who is the electrician? And in quotes, Mark. Hey, anyone know who this Mark guy is that keeps responding to Craigslist ads with this email? Hi, I don't have any extra money laying around, but I am interested in this item. I am an electrician and was wondering if you might be interested in trading for some electrical work. Please let me know. Thanks, Mark. He keeps emailing me and my friends. If you read this, Mark, please stop emailing me. Okay, he's a spammer. It's spam. Craigslist is full of it. I get emails. I sold a car on Craigslist 3 years ago. I still get people emailing me about my car. Seriously? God, Craigslist.
Jennifer found this one. Spotted Mountain Palomino Roan. Rayon,
no.
It's actually a rayon. Spotted Mountain Palomino Rayon, C2 for sale or trade, $600. This is only in Kentucky. And you know how every week we get the one ad that they want to trade their horse for something? Well,
yeah.
This guy really wants to get rid of this colt because listen to this. This colt will mature to 15 hands and can be registered Spotted Mountain. We'll consider trading for manure spreader, riding lawnmower, trailers, GPS, chainsaw, weed eater, ATV, plasma TV, things that go bang, etc. Just
get this horse out of here.
Anything you have to trade, he will take. I like how he didn't want a regular flat-screen TV. He wanted a plasma TV. Very picky.
Of course. Or things that go bang, whatever. So
or things
done.
That go bang. That's funny.
Don sent this one in. Cow poop. Oh, there's dirty
words in
this.
The weekly cow poop ad.
You know.
Every week.
I'll comment about this after I've read it. Cow poop. We have cows that keep pooping, and it's more than we can handle. Every day there is more cow bleep piling up, and my husband is starting to panic. He works at Jiffy Mart and doesn't have the time to figure out what to do with all of it. I work, too, and I dread coming home each night only to see that cows have pooped another mountain. Please, if you know what can be done about this situation, please let us know, as we are at our wit's end. The stench is becoming unbearable here, and I can hardly eat my salad right now as I type this.
Well, aren't you glad she wasn't having a steak?
Well, that's the thing. A couple things is you could probably sell your cattle or you could eat them. So if you're having a salad, you're not helping the problem at all. You have an overabundance of cattle in a place that you shouldn't probably have cattle if there's a poop mountain when you get home. Thank you. That's my 2 cents.
And the winner for this week, really badass, goes to Wendy Taylor. I don't remember that name before. She might have submitted before, but I don't remember it. Congratulations, Wendy. You are the winner today. And Jamie is going to read this in her best hillbilly southern accent.
It's horse for sale or trade. It's an Apicross mare, 6 years old, mostly broke, 15 two hands, plenty of stamina. She will trot long distances, good circle hoss. Not a bad round gunfire, easy keeper. Knows my knees and heels, the rating's fair. Braid once, can do much better, but needs a rider, not a child. I'm 67 now, and Doc says I can't finish her. I got to step down to a total broke gelding or a mule because of my wore-out parts been replaced with steel rods and such, and I can seriously break more easy now. Paleface is a great mare. If you got questions about her or her breeding, then call in the evenings and ask for Ruckus. First picture is me and Paleface. Second is Paleface and her filly. She can drag logs. She broke the tether on a 30-foot chain when camping or hobble. Fair with her feet, though she's never needed shoes. Although I've had her trimming her feet, rolls and the toes and nubbins. And doesn't like being tied hard to a tree. You can load her and haul, but don't like being tied hard. 2000 her best offer opens to trades, as I said above. I feel dumber for reading that.
That's pretty good. You did a good job of that.
There's no punctuation. Everything is spelled wrong. I think this person in the keypad, his vowels are missing. There are no vowels on his keypad, just consonants.
I got to step down and total broke gelding mule because of my wore-out part. Then replaced with a steel rod. Kind of made you wonder which one was replaced with a steel rod.
Doesn't like being tied hard to a tree. I don't know what that means.
What, is there a way to tie him soft to a tree? I don't know.
You just tie him loose like.
Yeah, with a 30-foot chain, apparently.
Exactly. You can chain her up, but don't tie her hard.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this week. We have some other stories we didn't get to. We'll save those for Monday. It's been a fun week here, Jamie. As you said, it's flying by pretty soon. It's going to be Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then we're New Year's and we're going to be starting 2012. But we're looking forward. I'm looking forward to talking to you on Monday, and then Tuesday's our anniversary. And by the way, I didn't plan anything special. We got to come up with something good on Tuesday. You know, it's our anniversary.
Was I supposed to get you a gift?
I didn't get you one, so.
You know, 1 year anniversary is paper, right? So I just send you a card.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I didn't get you one, so I think we're even. We're fine.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Well, we'll see everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Ride safe. Be careful. Wear your helmets this weekend and enjoy your horses.
All right. I'm going to my riding lesson right now. Everybody, please spay, neuter, and geld. Have a great day.
See you at Taylor's, everybody. Tomorrow night. night, 7 o'clock.